3. To resolve problems by motion. Cambridge in 1664 had for the first time in its history a professor of mathematics, Isaac Barrow, another former Trinity College sizer, a decade older than Newton. Barrow had first studied Greek and theology, then left Cambridge, learnt medicine, more theology, church history and astronomy, and finally turned to geometry. Newton attended Barrow's first lectures. He was standing for examinations that year, on his way to being elected a scholar, and it was Barrow who examined him, mainly on the elements of Euclid. He had not studied it before. At Stourbridge Fair, he found a book of astrology, and was brought up short by a diagram that required an understanding of trigonometry, more than any Cambridge student was meant to know. He bought and borrowed more books. Before long, in a few texts, he had at hand a précis of the advanced mathematics available on the continent of Europe. He bought Franz von Schooten's Miscellanies and his Latin translation of Descartes' difficult masterpiece, La Géométrie, then William Oughtred's Clavis Mathematicae and John Wallis's Arithmetica Infinitorum. This reading remained far from comprehensive. He was inventing more than absorbing. At the end of that year, just before the winter solstice, a comet appeared low in the sky, its mysterious tail blazing toward the west. Newton stayed outdoors night after night, noting a path against the background of the fixed stars, watching till it vanished in the light of each dawn, and only then returned to his room, sleepless and disordered. A comet was a frightening portent, a mutable and irregular traveller through the firmament. Nor was that all.